Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Welcome to My Friend's Erotic Stories Podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Addison Ray. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of Your Friend's Erotic Stories.
The next story is posted by Alex Bacchini from our / erotica. The title of this post is, Oh, Jake, sit back and enjoy the story.
A sharp knock on the door woke Jake from his stupor. The apartment was littered with the peculiar residue of a college lifestyle. A jumble of cables on the desk, empty beer cans in a corner, an open laundry bag slumped against the wall, an assortment of utensils in the sink, and test papers spilling out of their folders. A sliver of the afternoon sun bathed the room in a golden light. Hey, Jake, are you in? A familiar voice chirped, just as Jake opened the door. It was one of the girls who lived on the first floor. He'd seen her around a few times, most recently in a community meeting 2 days before. Hey, Willa am I right? What's up? Hey, nothing much. I'm actually kind of bored. Sadie and Ally are back at the hospital, and the rest of my floor is empty as fuck. Willa brushed her hair back and lowered her gaze. I hope I'm not disturbing you or anything. Not at all. Jake opened the door wider. Come on in. Willa and her roommates were nurses at the nearby state hospital. They'd been busy that week, but Jake knew that Willa was on leave for a few days. I just needed someone to talk to, you know. Willa stooped under Jake's arm and entered. She carefully stepped over a stack of books and fervently scanned the room. Make yourself at home. Jake gestured towards the bed, trying to lift a stack of textbooks from the only chair in the room. Hey, it's all right. Willa moved her legs and stretched out a hand. Come sit next to me. I don't bite. Okay, said Jake, with a little apprehension, and walked over to the bed. He fluffed the pillow and sat back in his original position, facing Willa. Now that they were sitting inches apart, he could smell the booze on her breath. She was laying on her side as if in a portrait, a bony hand supporting her head. A tussle of curly brown hair drooped above her eyes, the other hand fidgeting with the fabric choker on her neck. She looked up at Jake and smiled, revealing soft dimples on either cheek. So, what kind of music are you into? Jake asked, as he took out his phone. That's the question you're going with. Willa giggled. Some jazz would be nice. Have you got some bebop, you know, from the 40 seconds? Ooh, I love bebop, Jake replied, impressed. Coming right up. What else? A glass of wine to go along with it. Jake continued, half jokingly. Dude, seriously, wine would be perfect? Willa placed her palm on Jake's shoulder and squeezed. God, you're so fucking nice. As Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet belted a rousing crescendo on the speaker, Willa drained her second glass of wine and put it down on the floor. The alcohol was working its magic. Jake had finished his own glass and was now eyeing Willa's slender profile, wondering what it would feel like to have his cock in her mouth. Truth be told, he had always been most attracted to pretty faces, and Willa's was cute as hell. An angular look with deep dimples, inquisitive eyes that drew him in, and hair just messy enough to be charming. Girl next door with a side of freaky. But what he had missed, always seeing her in pale blue nurse's clothes, was the remarkably tight body they hid underneath. In a tank top and boy shorts, she was irresistible. Jake wanted her so bad his cock was starting to hurt. Willa turned to place a palm on Jake's wrist and leaned closer. "You know," she whispered, "Sadie really likes you. Likes you. She told me. But you never stop and talk to her." "Well, maybe I will." Jake intertwined his fingers with Willa's and squeezed. "And how about you?" "How about me what?" Willa crooned, with mischief in her tone. "Do you like me, Jake?" Willa leaned in further, her breath on his lips. Her left hand gripped his hair. "I've wanted to do this for months, you idiot." Willa's face pressed on Jake's like a feather on snow. Her mouth was delicate, but her tongue was warm and agile as it parted his lips. Her palm freed itself from Jake's grasp and held his bicep. Her legs rubbed against Jake's own, and her pussy was grinding on his crotch. Willa's body convulsed ever so slightly as she moaned in his mouth. Jesus, Jake had been kissed by girls before, more accurately. He had kissed girls before, but not like this. He sat upright, with Willa still on his mouth, and wrapped his arms around her waist in a tight embrace. Her nipples squished into his chest, her arms wrapped around his neck. Her thighs enveloped his torso with a ferocity that suggested she would never let go. Willa's tongue licked the back of Jake's teeth, and with a deep smooch, she broke free and gasped for air. "Fuck, Jake," she murmured in his ear. "I thought you'd be a good kisser. But damn, well, I haven't kissed you yet." Jake put a finger under Willa's chin and drew her mouth closer. His hand held her lower back as he put his lips to hers. While Willa's kiss was fierce, devouring, Jake's was green and passionate, with a hint of technique about it. Their tongues met as they kissed over and over again, with Willa pecking his cheek every time they came apart. Jake gripped Willa's curls with a determined left hand and pushed her to the side. She suppressed a giggle in mock agony. He could tell she preferred force. He grasped her slender wrist with his right hand, pushed her firmly against the bed, rolled on top, and kissed her again. This time he was rougher and more assertive. 2 months of irregular workouts had resulted in a remarkably muscular body, which he used to hold Willa in place as he ravaged her mouth and then buried his face in her neck, which was pink with exertion. Willa closed her eyes and moaned silently in answer, her arms clawing weakly at his back. Jake let go of her hair and slipped his hand into her top, sliding it slowly around her breast. Willa's body tensed up, and Jake could feel her nipples getting harder, two perfect brown buttons poking his chest. Jake cupped his palm around her breast and squeezed gently. She let out a frail moan and opened her eyes, which stared directly into Jake's own. They were glistening, as if she was on the verge of breaking into tears, and her jet black pupils wavered in their place, searching and vulnerable. Jake loosened his grip on her tit and brought his face closer, their noses almost touching. He wiped away a tear that hadn't yet formed from the corner of her eye and softly squeezed her shoulder. "Hey," he asked. "Hey," Willa replied. She raised a knuckle to caress his cheek and stretched her tongue to lick his lower lip. Jake got the message. "Go on." He playfully bit her chin, buried his face back into her neck, now baby pink in color, and took back control of her breast, wringing it tightly and pinching the little nub between his thumb and forefinger. Willa gasped audibly and clutched at his shirt, pulling it up to reveal his bare back. Jake snagged the edge of her own top in return. Instinctively, Willa let go of his back to raise her arms, her curls swinging wildly in front of her face. Jake took off the thin shirt in one swift motion and tossed it on the other side of the bed. He sat upright at her waist and paused for a moment, taking it all in. A pair of perfect breasts stared back at him from a toned abdomen, gleaming with the sweat of exertion in the light of evening. It was a beautiful sight, like a sunset not to be missed. Willa seemed to realize how delicious she looked in that moment, because she giggled and pressed her forearms closer, making her boobs jiggle invitingly. "Now come on, Jake," she purred. "You too. I've been patient long enough." Jake reached down and took his own shirt off. A strict diet and daily crunches had resulted in a muscular chest and sinewy abs. "It's not much, but I've been working on it," he shrugged. Willa let out a slow whistle in return. She raised an arm to grasp his hair again, and guided his mouth to her boob as the other arm rubbed eagerly over his stomach. "Enjoy," she whispered in his ear. "They're all yours." Willa's nipple twitched as Jake took her boob in his mouth, clawing at the other with his free hand. He licked, kissed, nibbled, caressed, and slobbered all over her chest as she moaned silently with her fingers in his hair. Jake's cock had never been so hard as it was right then. It was pulsating like an animal in his pants, pressed firmly between Willa's thighs, which were wrapped loosely around his back. With every other lick, Jake pressed his cock further into Willa's shorts. He had felt her pussy getting damp when he first pushed her down on the bed, but now the fabric was noticeably soggy, and her hips were squirming pleasurably under him. Jake smoothed his right hand over her ribs, down her stomach, and slipped it inside her shorts. Fuck. Willa let go of Jake's hair and rested her palms on his neck. Jake's own palm rested on her panties, which were dripping with fluid. He pressed two practiced fingers above her crotch, which had been freshly shaved, it seemed, and they found their way to her warm, wet pussy. She gave a sharp jolt as his fingers brushed against the soft folds. Her labia was twitching with excitement. Jake pushed his fingers gently against those mushy lips and rubbed up and down, slow at first but getting faster. Teasing, testing, always teetering at the outer edge. Her legs wrapped tighter around him. Her arms hugged his neck with force. Her face was buried in his hair. Willa's moans had dwindled into silent physical rapture. She was quivering to the tune of his fingers. Jake continued rubbing with a swift circular motion, bringing his fingers closer to the inner lips with increased pressure. Willa's legs, despite their grip, were shuddering frantically. The fingers parted her pulsating, sticky slit, and entered inside, curling upwards, seeking the tiny bump near the top of her vagina. Jake found it, and stroked. Willa shrieked in Jake's ear, her voice both pained and ecstatic. Her legs were flailing wildly under his own. Instead of holding on tight, her arms tried to claw all over his back, not knowing where to rest. He pressed the coarse nub further, stroking faster. Circle, circle, circle. Willa squealed incoherently into his neck. Her hips shifted under him, out of her control. Jake's wrist was starting to hurt, but he continued rubbing with intensity. Willa's head was bobbing, her hair flailing about, her pale cheeks the color of peach. Jake grabbed her left tit with his left hand and turned his face to whisper in Willa's ear, "Want me to choke you?" Her eyes flickered, half open, pupils staring into the distance. "Fuck you. I suppose that means yes," Jake thought to himself, with his fingers grinding as fast as they could. His left hand clamped down on Willa's neck with force.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Pushing her further against the pillow. Her face and neck turned white momentarily, before flushing again, redder than ever. Her palms curled around Jake's brawny forearm, keeping his chokehold in place. A thin stream squirted out of Willa's pussy, drenching Jake's fingers, which made a sharp squelching sound as he rubbed. Her hold on his arm tightened. Jake brought his thumb down to press on her clitoris, fingering her fervently with the same circular motion. Two fingers on the inside, thumb on the outside. Willa's ass lurched in the air, her knees bent, her pussy dripping fluid on the mattress. Her thighs squeezed around Jake's palm, throbbing steadily. Her left arm broke free to clutch her boob, while the other continued to falter weakly around Jake's forearm. As if afraid to let go, Jake pressed his fingers in further between the squishy depth of her thighs. The pain in his wrist was gone, dissolved in the passion of the moment. His thumb was now fingering the tight folds beneath her clit. Up, down, circle, circle, circle. Willa gasped and gulped empty air, choking under his hand. Jake lessened his grip on her neck and slipped two fingers in her mouth, her tongue licking them impulsively. Jake could sense the crescendo that was coming. His thumb pinched the top of Willa's trembling pussy with force, and his fingers curled further to apply more pressure on the inside. He used his left hand to push her face to the side and planted a wet kiss under her ear. Circle, 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 faster than ever. One final time. Circle, circle, circle. Willa shrieked with abandon, her voice reverberating around the room. Her face was a study in absolute euphoria, her head thrashing against the pillow. Willa's back arched into a crescent, her knees buckled, her toes curled up. Her hands broke free from her neck and breast, clawing wildly in Jake's direction, trying to hold him. Failing, she grabbed the mattress cover instead, digging her fingers in, trying to contain her convulsing body with the sheer strength of her grip. She screamed again, lost her grip on the mattress, and rolled to her side, her legs quivering wildly. She put her fingers in her mouth, biting down on them, and her left palm went between her thighs. As if trying hopelessly to stop the flow, she was squirting in long, powerful bursts, spraying the bed and herself in her water. Willa kept squirting for close to a minute, the spurts getting thinner after the initial spasm. A steady stream of milky ejaculate dripped down the footboard and on the carpet. The convulsions lasted longer. Willa tried to curl up into a ball, cradling her knees between her arms, but ended up stretching her legs again. Jake moved to sit beside her, one hand fondling the base of her neck. Willa put her head on Jake's thigh and kissed it contentedly, her fingers inching towards his crotch, her legs quivering gently on the mattress.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friend's erotic stories.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.